You're listening to The End of Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last broadcast of the Hour of the Time on WWCR, Worldwide Christian Hypocrite Radio. Not only that, they're some of the biggest liars that have ever existed. But tonight, we're going to put all that aside and we're going to have some fun. We're going to take your calls for the whole hour. But first, I'm going to give out the information on our network again, how you can get a satellite downlink, so that you can either listen to the Hour of the Time or rebroadcast the Hour of the Time or rebroadcast all the programming on our network. And if you want to do that, you're going to need an FM low-power transmitter. And to get that, what you need to do is write us a letter and tell us one of three things. A, I have a satellite dish and a receiver. How can I rebroadcast the Hour of the Time? I would like all the information, and we'll send it to you. Or number two, I want to buy your special satellite receiver system so that I can rebroadcast the Hour of the Time and become a network affiliate. Please send me the information on how I can get my hands on a low-power FM transmitter and all the associated equipment and technical help and all that kind of stuff, and we'll send it right out to you. And number three, I just want to buy the satellite system so that I can listen to the Hour of the Time. And if you want it, it's the SX7 Orbitron dish. That's a 7-foot dish, the best that you can get. A CalAmp 25-degree C-band LNBF, a PanSat BR3500 receiver, 100 foot of RG6 coax cable, an inclinometer, which will tell you how to use that in the instructions, and you'll get full installation instructions for both satellites, the one we are currently on and the one we are going to move to in between 1 to 3 months, and the coordinates for your individual location. The total price is $485. If you're east of the Rockies, add $45 to that for shipping. If you're west of the Rockies, add $60 for shipping. Once again, $485. If you're east of the Rockies, add $45 for shipping. If you're west of the Rockies, add $60 for shipping. Within the first 30 days, you call us if you have any problems, and we'll try to help you work out those problems over the phone. If we determine that it's a problem with the equipment, we'll give you a return authorization, and you send it back to us, and we'll send you a replacement immediately, no questions asked. After the first 30 days, there's a one-year guarantee that is given and honored by the factory that makes the equipment. It's all good equipment. It's all they're all good companies, and they will honor their guarantees. So, yeah. What else? Oh, yes. We need as many people as possible to rebroadcast this program and, if possible, the entire programming of our new network. We already have three programs lined up Michael Cottingham is going to have a program on herbs and herbal medicine and health, natural health. And, of course, Gary Bourgeois will have a program about all kinds of electronic stuff and satellite things and you name it. And his program is very popular, by the way. There will be the Hour of the Time, which will be an all-new series of broadcasts beginning from the very beginning of the formation of the documents that created liberty in this world, that created freedom, and working right on up through to the modern present day and all of our problems and what's causing them. And whoever you are that's calling, don't call until I tell you to call, because I'm not going to pick up the phone. And you should know that if you've been a listener to this broadcast for very long. Forget it. Somebody kept calling all through last night's broadcast, from the beginning all the way to the end. And you should know by now, if I don't tell you, you know, that we're taking calls right now, that I'm not going to pick up. So you're wasting your time. And you're wasting mine, too, because I have to reach over here and deaden you out. Pooh is going to be the co-host tonight on this last broadcast, and I'm going to give her an awful lot of latitude to talk anytime she wants to whoever she wants to, about whatever she wants to, simply because I love her. And she's my daughter. And by golly, she said she wanted to talk, and so I'm going to let her. And she is going to try not to be silly. And we'll see how far that goes anyway. Okay. I'm going to do what I did last night because, well, maybe I won't. Let's see what we're going to do here. Let's see what kind of music we're going to... Nope, I am going to go with the same thing we did last night, simply because I think it's fitting. I love it. I know a lot of you love Wolfman Jack, and these are the best cuts that I have of him. And so we'll just stick with what we did last night. I understand a lot of you didn't hear last night's broadcast because of propagation or interference or jamming or whatever. Some of you kept calling me and wanting me to do something about it. I can't do anything about it. I've told you that a million times. If you want to do something about it, call the FCC. Don't call WWCR, because this is our last broadcast, and they frankly don't care what we think. And frankly, I don't think they ever did.
Who's this on the Wolfman Cannonball?
Joe in Little Rock, way down in the valley.
You call from here around California?
Yeah, long distance.
My. This is Matt. What kind of entertainment you got in the town?
All we've got is you.
That'll be the day. The late great Buddy Holly and the Wolfman Jack Show.
Money to hell, you know you love me, baby. Until you tell me, maybe that someday will be true. Will I be the day when you say goodbye? Will I be the day when you make me cry? You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die.
Number is 520-333-4578. It's 520-333-4578, and we'll take your calls now. Once again, the number is 520-333-4578. What I'd like to hear, folks, from you, of all the longtime listeners, is I'd like to hear you talk a little bit about your favorite broadcast of the Hour of the Time. I hope you're all listening, because I want to stick to that subject. I don't want to get off on a whole bunch of maudlin stuff or anything else. I just want to hear what you thought was the best broadcast of the Hour of the Time in your estimation, and why. And just talk a little bit about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good.
Your best broadcast?
Yes.
I loved your series you did on the exposing the ADL.
Yes, that was a very good series.
And what I really liked about it was, as you pointed out several times, it has absolutely nothing to do with the slang anti-Semitism. You pointed out the facts, and the facts are not lies, and the facts are not hate, the facts are not racism, and it's not anti-Semitism. The facts are facts. It was an excellent series.
That's correct. And besides that, the ADL does not represent Jews as a whole. It represents a political agenda of creating a one-world totalitarian socialist government. They have spied on the United States. They have committed acts of terrorism. They have fomented incidents that have created civil rights issues. And we documented all of that. And there are many, many Jewish people who do not belong to the ADL, who do not like the ADL or the ADL's tactics, and has nothing to do with anti-Semitism, just as you said.
Yeah, did you ever get a chance to, I don't recall, in the, I think you had like a five-day broadcast on it, but the links between Charles Schumer and the ADL?
I don't know if we covered that during that series of broadcasts or not, but Charles Schumer is definitely a member of the ADL and is solidly connected with that particular agenda. And if you have been paying attention to his political antics and the bills that he's introduced and backed and sponsored and voted for,
right.
You can see that this man is big-time subversive communist, Marxist, socialist, puke-faced, terrorist, pig. He is out to destroy this country and anyone who believes in Republican constitutional government.
Yeah, he was the one that was screaming the loudest about the militia's involvement in the so-called TWA Downing.
Yeah, and there was no militia involvement in the TWA Downing. There was no militia involvement in the bomb in at the Olympics. There was no militia involvement in the detonation of the bomb that blew up the, or I should say bombs, plural, that blew up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, or anything else that has ever happened in this country. The militia exists for one reason, to suppress insurrection, repel invasion, and execute the laws of the Union. They can be called up by the Congress or by the governor of their state to function in those for those purposes only. The states have a little bit more latitude, but they cannot be called up to perform any unconstitutional or unlawful action. And in fact, if the governor or the Congress or the president is performing unconstitutional or unlawful actions, it is the militia's job to execute the laws of the Union, put down that particular insurrection, and restore the Constitution to its rightful place as the supreme law of the land.
Yeah, well, you're very fortunate being in America, but up here in Canada, we don't have such protections. We're not that fortunate. We live in a socialist, communist country, well, it's called a democracy, which is a joke. But speaking of the TWA thing, in the Canadian press announced that it was announced a couple of days ago that a missile was allegedly smuggled through Canada ports in what was shot down the plane.
Total bullshit. There was a missile that shot down the plane that was launched from a submarine at sea. There's no doubt about it at all.
Even the hard copy even showed pictures that I was surprised.
The hard copy showed the pictures that were taken by a man who was taking pictures on the beach and happened to take a picture of this missile going up and right at, you know, just before the plane exploded.
In the interim between you get off WWCR and perhaps back on the shortwave in a while, for us that do not have satellite capabilities and can't get one, are you going to plan on doing something on the World Wide Web?
I haven't thought about it. However, I'll talk to Gary Bourgeois about that. He's got something on the World Wide Web, and he knows all about that, and maybe we will. We're in the process of building a network. I don't even know if we'll have time to do that, but that's a possibility.
Yeah, anyways, all the best luck to you. As a Canadian, I really respect what you're doing, specifically the part when you specifically state, and I've told many of my friends this, if it wasn't for the American militia and the vigor of the patriots in America fighting for their First and Second Amendment rights, we in Canada and the rest of the world would be in servitude today. So keep up the good work, Bill. God bless you. Take care, and we'll hear you on the show soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I really appreciated those last words. In fact, I almost brought a tear to my eye because it means that somebody's been listening and somebody's been paying attention to what's happening in the world, and they understand that that statement's absolutely true. If we lose our battle to maintain freedom here, everyone in the world loses also. In fact, the human race will take a step backward in its evolution from the ultimate achievement of reaching freedom with responsibility, with individual rights given to us by our Creator and guaranteed by a constitutional Republican government, to where we are owned once again by somebody. Slaves, serfs, indentured nothings, animals, if you will.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Pooh, it's Ron in California.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
You know, I guess my favorite show is I love the one where your dad was narrating what happened after they burned the Reichstag with a cold crust of snow. And, boy, we got a noisy line here.
We sure do. Is this Ron that sent the microphones?
Yes, you didn't have to mention that, though.
Well, I think you should be recognized for that. These microphones are just absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate them.
Not just me. I'm getting letters and cards from people all over the country telling me how wonderful the sound is now that we have these microphones.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Too bad my telephone line isn't very good. But anyway, I wanted to say what I've got some ideas on how to help your network. What I'm going to do on my end is I know there's many people in the neighborhood that have satellite dishes already.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to write up a flyer, and I'm going to knock on every door and leave it there. And I hope to have that composed as to explain how the satellite system works, because I've spoken with many of them, and they don't really realize that you could pick up other programming besides the video. So I'm going to do that and explain about the transmitters and everything. And I've been thinking about this for a long time, but in my area where I live, I'm right in between two big cities, and the band on the FM is really crowded. There's not even one spot where I wouldn't be stepping on someone.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, Bill, what else or what other kind of listening device do people have that they have even more than a radio?
I don't know.
Well, they have a television.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have VHF and UHF.
Yes.
And they all have UHF capability, where many of those channels are blank. And I believe I could get a transmitter with audio only. And if I get the word out, and if I find out the particulars, if I can do this, you know, then I'll be able to get a good, strong frequency out on FM, and that would still be line of sight where I wouldn't be encroaching on any state line.
You know, that's an excellent idea, and I also know that it is very, very easy to get a low-power television broadcasting license and broadcast television in your community. So you could kill two birds with one stone. You could actually broadcast a television. You could become a television station in your community and broadcast television programming, which we're thinking of doing next, creating a nationwide network of low-power television stations and being able to furnish that programming also. And in the meantime, as a low-power television station, you could broadcast just the sound on that channel.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I think I'm going to look into this real serious, because before, I was always trapped with the problem of getting FM, and I couldn't do it, and I considered AM, but like you said, once it may encroach upon state lines, so this just might be a way out.
Yeah.
To help out on this network.
That's true. And, you know, keep in touch. Let us know what you find out.
Okay, I sure will. I'm a little nervous, so I better sign off. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. And thank you so much for these wonderful microphones that surpass all of our wildest expectations for quality as far as voice goes.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
I think the best broadcast, Bill?
Yes.
Was when you started the 1st Battalion.
Yeah.
Jammed you, and you said, okay, screw you guys, we'll take calls. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then instantly the jamming stopped. And the people were calling up, and you're like, well, I think I'm doing the right thing. And next night, you got it out. I thought that was the best. I really do.
Well, thank you.
To me, that was like the creme de la creme.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I mean, it was like sticking it in their face, though.
Yeah, not only that, but we told people how to use radio direction finders and encouraged hams who had direction finders to use them to locate the direction and compass bearings of the jamming stations. And the result of that was we found out that it was actually a United States Navy and Coast Guard communication station that was jamming us on the East Coast, and we were able to force them to stop.
Exactly. I'm on the East Coast, and you were right. 5 minutes after that, it cleared up, and I'll be. I'm like, this is amazing. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. All right, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you much more of your time. I hope to hear you on shortwave soon.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Remember, folks, the topic is the broadcast of the hour of the time that you like the best.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Boo.
Hi.
Bill?
Yes?
Your mic's not on.
Yes, my mic is on.
You've been talking over Boo's mic.
No, I'm talking on my mic. My mic is on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounds like you're talking in the background. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Well, both mics are on, and they're both very sensitive. So, I don't know, maybe a little cancellation here. But, no, my mic is on. And in the earphones, it sounds stronger than Pooh's, as a matter of fact.
Well, Pooh sounds nice and clear. You sound like you're talking in the background. I'd be hard-pressed to tell you what my favorite program is. I listen to them all, and I don't miss a night. So I'll let you go with that.
Okay.
Hey, hon?
Yeah, I can't figure out what his call was all about. Can you?
Uh-uh.
I hate that kind of call. It's waste time. Let's go to the next one. What, did you have something to say?
Yeah. Honey, I didn't know you were going to let me do the co-host, but my Play-Doh is going to dry out, so I'm going to have to go put it back in the box, and it'll come back, all right?
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know your Play-Doh was out drying out. I mean, we don't want that to happen, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. You go put it in the box, and then you can come back, and I'll be right here.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is RK from Georgia. I've really enjoyed all your programming, and it's been the most wonderful experience of education. My favorite program has been the particular one that had to do with increasing the range of a long rifle.
Uh-huh.
And then also the additional program that had to do with the one that had to do with increasing the range beyond a mile.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear both of those again.
Well, we never had one to increase the range beyond a mile.
I understand that.
But we did talk about the rifle that was accurate to a mile.
Yes. I'd like to hear both of those programs again. The one that was 1,750 yards.
Uh-huh.
The one that was not increased to that, but that was at that point.
Yeah.
And the program that had to do with increasing it up to perhaps a mile.
Well, 1,750 yards is a mile.
Yes.
In case you weren't aware of that. 2,000 yards is one nautical mile. 1,750 yards is a statute mile.
I'd love to hear that program again sometime on the satellite.
Well, maybe we'll do that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. She's back right now listening to you as we speak.
Wonderful. I want to compliment you, Bill, for the way that you're raising Pooh in the capacity of doing the pledge. And I believe that many of the things that I've cherished in hearing you talk about her and sharing with some of your other guests and talking about kids has always been a favorite of mine, especially the time that you and her went back over how it was when you took Annie to the hospital when your second
Thank you very much. Both of those programs, the program that I did on the birth of Allison, and then the follow-up where Pooh was the co-host and we talked about her involvement, are my favorite broadcasts of the hour of the time, bar none.
Eddie editorializes very well at her age. I'm looking forward and hoping that my children will be able to listen to her as she grows.
Oh, I think you can count on that. I think there will come the day when she'll just come and just yank this microphone right out of my hand.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What do you tell people when they call you a kid?
Huh?
What do you tell people when they call you a kid?
A kid is a baby goat.
And are you a baby goat?
No. Nope.
What are you?
Children.
That's right. Well, you sure are getting up there with your mind. I really like that.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Pooh. This is Dave from Connecticut, and my favorite show was the one that the gentleman before me just talked about when your little sister was born.
Huh? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My favorite show is the one when your little sister was born.
Oh, that's nice. I liked it, too.
And I also liked the one when they had the Freemason thing just before they burned down the transmitter, WWCR.
Oh, that was an experience.
I've been listening just before then. It's been about 4 years now, I guess.
Well, it's been a while.
Okay, and I wish you a lot of luck with your ventures, and I'm going to miss you on the shortwave. You've been part of my life for about 4 years.
Well, get a satellite dish and keep listening. And better yet, get a dish and a transmitter and help us spread the word.
Okay, good luck, and as we have, say 7-3.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And, I know a lot of you say you will, and the proof is going to be in the pudding, so don't just say you will. Do it.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pooh.
Hi.
I just wanted to say my favorite show, or actually it was two shows, was the show that had to do with what the real basis of the later day doofheads are.
The later day doofheads?
Well, we wanted to not use a word that's not one of the, seven dangerous words.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it was later day saints.
Oh, okay. Why would you call them doofheads? I mean, they're people just like everybody else, misguided though some of them may be. We don't need to alienate them any further than what they are.
Well, I don't want to alienate them, but the ones that I know personally are also ranking members of the secret societies, and I never understood when I worked for them exactly what they were, and your shows enlightened me in the direction of understanding of where they were really coming from.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of the hierarchy of the Mormon Church are definitely members of the mystery Babylon religion, the secret societies, the so-called fraternal organizations. But most of the rank and file are just ordinary people like you and I, who, because of their parents, they were raised in that religion, or because they were proselytized and lied to about what it was all about. And many of them still, even though they're a member of that church, have no idea what it is that they belong to, any more than the first 3 degrees of the fraternal lodges know what they're involved in, or even most of them don't even know what the symbology of the ceremonies that they attend every time they go to a meeting is all about. So we have to be very careful about the way we talk about these people.
Well, I agree with you in that respect. I don't condemn anyone for their beliefs, but I would have never known otherwise, and I just want to say thank you for all the good education I received from your show. I guess I found you back on your first shows when you were on once a week.
Uh-huh.
And I have hundreds of tapes of your shows, and I just want to say that they go down in history, and I hope someone finds them you know, after I no longer have any use for them.
Well, I don't know what use they're going to be to anybody in the future, but they can be tremendous use to people today in order to make sure that the future is not a bad one. And that's what I hope that that they're going to be used for.
Well, God bless you and your family.
Thank you very much.
And please come back on the air because some of us don't have space for a shortwave, I mean for a satellite dish.
Well, we'll be back on the air eventually.
All right, good night.
And if you don't, listen to me very carefully. Okay. If you personally don't have space for a satellite dish, get together with other listeners in your community. Find somebody who does. Put the money together. Everybody chip in some money. Get a satellite dish. Person has to bear all the cost. If we really mean what we say, if we really care about what we're doing, then we've got to get together and make these kinds of things work and not sit around and wait for somebody else to do it and not create excuses why we can't do it or we can't be a part of it, because that ensures failure. And I am not a person who experiences or allows failure, as you all know by now.
So, I understand that, but, you know, I live too close to the ocean, I think, to have a reason.
Good night. You're creating excuses. Find a way to do it. Find somebody in the next city 12 miles away. Do something. Stop making excuses. Stop trying to legitimize why you're a couch potato sheeple who does nothing. And don't take this personally, because I'm not talking individually to the last caller. I'm talking to everybody, and I mean it. You really want to take this country back? You really want to make a difference? You really want to make a good future? You really want to keep these communists from destroying our rights and our freedoms? Then you've got to do something. You can't wait for that knight in shining armor riding up on the white horse to save you, because he's not coming! He is not coming! And you better get that through your thick heads right now. Good evening.
Good evening, you're on the air.
How you doing, Pooh? This is Mac from Mystic, New Jersey.
Hi.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
Listen, one of my favorite shows was that night you discussed the traveling of a friend of yours throughout India.
That was Joe Gill.
Yeah, I guess that was his name. But that was one of the most fascinating, because there were things I picked up that he had said, that he had heard the people say in that country, that I was ashamed in this country it doesn't exist anymore. Like they said, there were too many laws here, and they were happy out there in India because they were living freer. And I don't know if you picked that up.
Yeah, I did pick that up, and they're right to one extent, but they're wrong in another. They're not really free, because there is a class system in India that if you belong to one class, you cannot go up into the next class, and you can't really go down into the lower class. And if you happen to be in the lowest class, you're nothing but urine in the gutter. And so they're not really free in many respects, but they are compared to the laws, the proliferation of laws that we have that nobody even can read in their lifetime, in that respect, yes, they are.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I've been listening for over 2.5 years, and I'm sorry to see you going, but God bless you, Bill. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm not going. If you do the right thing, you can still listen to this broadcast.
I know. I'm going to see what I can do about that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night.
Adios.
And I'm not sad. I'm really glad. I mean, this is a new adventure. We're going to do something that's never been done before. We're going to take back the airwaves. We're going to start a real network that belongs to the American people. And we're going to make it work. And it's really going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to have to stay up so late to broadcast, because I'm going to be broadcasting 2 hours earlier on our new network. And it's going to make me feel good. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hello, Pooh.
Hi.
This is kind of an appropriate favorite at this moment, especially after reminding people the white horse isn't coming, the man on the white horse isn't coming. They risked everything. It's just an amazing show because it brings into historical perspective so much of what the Founding Fathers had risked. And so now in the context of risked, of risking and what our duty is now to risk, it just seems so minimal in comparison, and it's almost laughable how little we have to do in comparison. Worrying about a law or two about the FCC compared to being considered treasonous and chased by the England hierarchy.
Yes, most of the Founding Fathers, most of the men and women, or excuse me, the men who signed the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, lost everything. Most of the women who belonged to those families or who were married to those men saw their families broken up, saw family members killed, their homes, their burned to the ground, their land taken away from them, suffered tremendous hardships, and most of them died at a very young age.
And the phony money everyone finds so precious, those men, when dealing in real money, would give it all for what they believed in.
Yes, that's correct.
And they also gave many of them gave the rest of their lives and in many cases their family members, women and men, were imprisoned with no recourse, unjustly, for the rest of their lives.
That's correct. And but you know, back then they understood that you weren't entitled to anything that you weren't willing to give your life for. If it wasn't worth risking your life, you couldn't have it in those days. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can't have it in these days unless you believe that also.
Yeah, well, what the sick thing is that in the minds of so many people, that is that's nothing more than some movie cliche now.
Well, they'll find out, because there will come a day when it will be too late for them to do anything about it. They will be so completely enslaved that they will not even be able to consider freedom anymore, and they will wish. In fact, I will bet anything that I have against this. I bet that there will come a day that in their slavery, they will gnash their teeth and they will cry and they will lament the day that they did not stand up and give their life so that others, so that their children, so that America could stay free.
So much of what you're saying now reminds me of that that great bumper music used to play more often, which was the A.J. Hilder stuff.
Yeah.
That was amazing. If there's any way in Veritas to ever remind people of how to get it, or maybe get it through Harvest, that would be a great idea too, because what people don't realize, the same way Carl Klein can spread a message to people who might have been uninterested in the topic of how these things affect their lives, you know, the many issues that you discuss, and how current events relate to history, things like the Federal Reserve scam and the gold myth and all this business. So much of that has penetrated people that wouldn't have cared before through the music of Carl Klein. Well, likewise, there's this whole little generation of hackers and techno heads and cyber freaks, and when I play them that stuff, they love it. And then all of a sudden, in them loving the music, they say, well, what the heck is this lyrically about? And it's really kind of self-explanatory, and then you can kind of give them more materials to support that. So it's very important. And, you know, we should use this to our advantage, because I think it was Marx that said the quickest way to undermine any society is through its music. Well, if it can be used in a detrimental way and a deleterious way, I think music can also help us a lot.
Yes, it can, but I've got to say this in all honesty. I used to play some of Carl Klang's music on this broadcast until it became proliferated everywhere. But I was extremely saddened to learn that Carl Klang routinely, as a matter of course, with no conscience whatsoever, appears and performs at blatantly racist, British Israelist, Christian identity meetings, and he knows that they're racist, outright, blatantly racist, and because of that, I can no longer support Carl Klang or his music.
Oh, well.
I know that you don't know that, but I get literature from everybody, so I know what's going on.
But the A.J. Hilda stuff is still okay with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should make arrangements to have that available, because I could, I think you gave an address once, and I wrote, and then wrote twice, and never got any returns. Maybe it was the incorrect address, or I don't know if anyone else has had any luck.
Well, I don't know. Anthony got shot, and he was in the hospital, and there was a big turmoil for a while, so who knows. But thank you for calling.
Oh, Bill, also. Anyone who's
looking at... I got to let somebody else get in on here. You've been in here a long, long time.
All righty.
Good night. Okay, the number is 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Miss Cooper. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
I'd like to address Pooh, if I could.
Pooh, where are you? She went somewhere. Pooh, somebody wants to talk to you. Where are you? Hello? Calling Pooh. Annie, where's Pooh? Hurry up. Well, why don't you just start talking and... We can't have dead air time on radio. You either got to talk or I got
to
let you go.
I wanted to talk to her. I've got time. Like you, I'm blessed with 2 daughters. Just pretty close in age on the ones that you have.
Okay, she's listening now.
And I just wanted to ask her about how she was coming along in her educational endeavors and how well she was learning to read these days. Hello?
Hi.
How you doing, Pooh?
Hi.
Are you learning to read? Is your daddy teaching you to read these days?
Well, yeah, but I'm kind of reading by myself, though.
Well, that's good. I have a little 5-year-old daughter named Robin that reads also.
She reads better. I got a big kick out of President Clinton the other night. He wants to make sure. He wants to put in programs and put up billions of dollars to make sure that every American child can read by the time they leave the third grade. Pooh could read before she was supposed to start kindergarten, which she never did and never will. She will never go to a public school. And she reads very well now. In fact, she started reading when she was 3. She was doing real good with the Hooked on Phonics program, is what we were using. And then when she turned 4, somehow there was some mental block. She forgot everything that she'd learned. And she just couldn't do it anymore. And then when she turned 5, then she picked up right where she left off as if nothing had happened and began reading again. And now she reads probably better than most 8th graders.
I was going to say the same with my daughter. She's 5 years old, and she reads quite well. She is in kindergarten at a private school. But she has been reading for over a year. And it amazed me to hear our president talk about that our kids need to be reading by the time they're 8 years old, when if you would just take a little bit of time with your own kids and just work with them a little bit, they will. I mean, they're like little sponges. They absorb 10 times as what you can as once you get to be, 30 or 40 years old.
Yeah.
And they are our future.
That's correct. What was your favorite broadcast of the Hour of the Time?
Believe it or not, it was a broadcast that you had on the time that you took a vacation and that you were telling me about your exploits, seeing the elk and the deer and, just going here and there and yonder and the camping out. It made me realize that I need to take, more time to be just with my family and do things and not, get away from some of the, the hard things in life and maybe enjoy it a little bit. You can't just take everything so seriously. I mean, you have to loosen up every now and again or you'll get too wound up.
Yeah, that was our first vacation. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578. Folks, this is our last broadcast. Try to keep it short and stay on subject. The subject is, what was the best broadcast in your estimation of the Hour of the Time? 520-333-4578.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, I guess they didn't want to be on the air. We'll find somebody else. 520-333-4578 is the number. Please, folks, stay on subject. and tell us what your favorite broadcast of the hour of the time was in your estimation.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Pooh?
Yes.
Hi, Pooh. My name is Guy. I'm calling from Cerritos, New Mexico. It's good to hear your voice tonight. I'm going to miss you and your dad.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Mr. Cooper, I'd just like to tell you my favorite broadcasts were probably the Mind Control series. I believe there was about 8 days worth, approximately, if I'm correct.
Yes.
I have them all on tape, as I have about 2 to 3 years of your shows on tape, and I'm gonna miss you an awful lot. I'm going to miss your ability to convey the kinds of information I've been looking for all my life. I know you didn't want anybody to be maudlin, but for...
Well, you know, you don't have to miss it.
No, I'm going to do everything I can to get hooked up with the network, because I got a nice piece of land out here in Cerritos, New Mexico, and it's flat. I'm up in the plains, but it's flat, and I think it'd be a good idea. I got a lot of good neighbors who come and visit me, and they listen to what I have to say, the things that you've conveyed to the public, and what I retain and study myself.
Uh-huh.
But I would just also wanted to convey to you that for 3 years I've had something to look forward to every single night, and I never had a problem staying up, and I'm 31 years old, and I hope I have another good 30 years here in this great country. You've done a lot for me, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem, and I wanted to know, is there still a way that you can become a member of the intelligence service?
Yes.
Okay, because I would like to find out about that, and I don't know how to write to you if it's by...
What you need to do is just send $150.
Oh, okay. That's to Kaji or Harvest?
To Harvest.
To Harvest. Okay, I have that. Yeah. In,
make a check payable to Harvest. Send $150.
Okay.
And ask for the forms to become a member of the Intelligence Service, and we'll send them right out to you.
All right.
The membership for single individuals now is $150.
Okay.
For families, it's $200.
Okay, great, because I love to research, and I love to be a part of what's going on now. I love my country. I spent a lot of my life as a rebel, a rock and roller. I still put out records, and now I'm basically writing about the New World Order instead of my silly emotional tirade. So you've had a great influence on me, and I'd like to get somebody else on the phone since this is your last night. But thank you very much for feeding my head with great stuff for 3 whole years.
You're welcome.
All right, then. I'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Bye.
520-333-4570. By the way, folks, because we're going off of shortwave and because we're trying to build this network, we're going to hold another sale just like we do normally at the beginning of each year. And it goes into effect right now. If you would like to get the catalog of the special sales prices, send $1 and a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's $1 and a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Make sure that you specify that you want the special sales prices. We're going to try to create some cash flow here to make this network a little bit more viable, and we hope that you'll help us out in this manner. If you'll all remember, at the beginning of the year, our sale is what many of you look forward to. We're going to do the same thing right now to help launch this network. So everything that we've got is on sale. I'm not going to give the prices out over the radio because it would take too much time tonight, and this is our last broadcast. So if you want the special sale list, send us $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, and we'll get it right out to you. It's only going to last for 30 days. The sale is only going to last for 30 days. The sale includes the Mystery Babylon tapes and every tape of the Hour of the Time since the beginning of the Hour of the Time broadcast. As you know, those tapes have not been available for a long, long time. So if you want to get your hands on some of those early collector edition tapes, You better get your dollar and your self-addressed stamp number 10 size envelope in. Make sure you request the sale catalog so that we can get it right out to you. Everything that we've got is going to be on sale except for Veritas. Veritas is $55 for 24 issues. And if you want to stay in touch and get the real news and the real facts, you better subscribe to Veritas right now. Don't wait, because you're not going to hear us on shortwave again for a while. $55. Make money order payable to Harvest. And send it to Harvest. P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. How you doing, Pooh?
Fine.
Good evening, Bill. My favorite shows were probably the first ones that I heard. You did a Christmas special rerun on the, I believe it was the Mystery Babylon series. You talked a lot about the U.N. Charter and the right to keep and bear arms, and quoted a lot of appeals court decisions, cases. The whole Mystery Babylon series was great, and I have a show from August or September that I keep handing out to everybody that I call Militia Basics, where you drive home a lot of very good points that everybody needs to know about the militia. And I keep sending that to friends and relatives and giving it away.
Great.
So I just love your show, Bill. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And,
Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Hope, I guess no one didn't want to call.
Nope, chicken plucker. 520-333-4578.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Pooh. It's Kellen Denise. How you doing, Bill?
Good.
Oh, I tell you, there's so many shows that are our favorite, but I'd have to say that it was the second show when you and Pooh were on talking about the birth of baby Alice.
Yeah, I like, that's one of those two shows were my favorites.
Absolutely. I didn't think I was going to get through. Isn't this a miracle? But the same reason why is because it was one of the shows to where, from the beginning to the end, the smile never left both of our faces.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
We're usually...
Well, I got to tell you, every time I've ever seen you, the smile has never left both of your faces.
Well, I think... But,
by the way, you were the best prepared campers at the campout.
Thank you. I wouldn't trade that for real money. That was a great camp out. I tell you, for people that missed out, you never know. You just missed out.
How about the conference?
Excellent. Excellent. Wouldn't trade that for real money either.
Good.
But most of the topics in the shows, you know, we're losing liberty, and they're not enjoyable. When you really think of what's going on, it doesn't put a smile on your face.
That's true.
But those two shows just lit our smiles up, and we went to bed with big grins on our faces.
Well, great. Wonderful.
And I sure do appreciate it. And people are calling in, and they're really sad because, you know, you're going off the air. But, hey, we're going places. This isn't the end, folks. This is just the beginning. You know, satellite's a big deal.
Yeah. You remember Cal and Denise, don't you?
Yeah.
How you doing, Pooh?
Fine.
Yeah, say hi to your mom.
Hmm?
Say hi to Annie for me, okay?
Oh, all right. How's Denise doing?
She's right here. She's doing pretty good, but you know, you can't get her on the radio.
I know why.
She won't go on the radio.
She said you know why?
Why?
No, Pooh said she knows why. Why, Pooh?
Because she's afraid like my mom.
You betcha. Well, I tell you what, though, it sure has been enjoyable. But we're going to satellite, so
great.
That'll be great.
Are you gonna transmit?
We're gonna try.
Okay.
Trying to get all the little chicken pluckers together here, and you know, get them to cut loose a couple dollars and a couple quarters here.
That's the way to do it. Get a bunch of listeners together and concerned people, and build your broadcasting station so that one person doesn't have to bear the whole expense of the whole thing. You all become joint owners and joint broadcasters. It'll be fun.
That's right, but you know how cheap the Patriot community is.
Oh, yeah, I certainly do, and that's why they end up losing the battle, because the communist, Marxist, socialist liberals give everything to their causes, and so-called conservative patriots won't part with a nickel for anything.
And they stick behind each other.
Unless it's to put it in some plate in some church that's manipulating them and telling them a bunch of lies.
That's right.
They'll do that in a minute.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that a shame?
Together and put their money where their mouth's at.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. We all got to get behind each other and start, you know, helping each other out. Well, I'm glad I made it in. I didn't think I was going to get in here.
Well, you did.
Okay, God bless you. We love all of you. And take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Well, I think that's about it, Pooh.
That's a short show.
Well, it's an hour. Goes by fast. Anything you want to say to people? Because this is the last time you get to talk to them for a while. You want to say goodbye and good luck and God bless you and all those kinds of things. And how much you enjoyed doing the show and saying the pledge. And, you know, you don't have to say what I'm saying. You say what you want to say or you don't have to say anything at all. What do you want to do?
Bye, guys. This is the last night. Good luck, and I love you all.
That's wonderful. And, folks, I want to tell you that every night, on every broadcast of the hour of the time, I've made it a point to say good night, and God bless you all. And every single time I've said that, I have meant it from the deepest bottom depths of my heart. And I mean it tonight. I hope, I don't care who you are or where you're at, I don't care whether you're friend or enemy, I sincerely hope God will bless you and lead you to the truth. And this last musical selection is for Annie, my wife, who has put up with all this nonsense and this late night hours and all of the things that have gone into producing this program. I love you, my darling, and I always will.
My love must be kind of my love. I can't be anyone but you. I don't know if it's cloudy or dark. I only maybe millions of people.